This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Joe, I'm proud of you. And you and Kamala need to know that you've got all of us here rooting for your success, keeping you in our prayers, and we will be available in any ways that we can as citizens to help you guide our country forward. We wish you Godspeed.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Been in a collision? Chilton Auto Body's 12 Bay Area locations offer a safe, contact-free auto body repair experience with free pickup and delivery, virtual estimates, and curbside service. Book your appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. Here's what's happening. So today it is bright, it is nice, it is beautiful out, at least where I'm at.
It's freezing. There's frost everywhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it's gorgeous. Well, it's a gorgeous
it's really sunny day.
I haven't been
out yet, but the rain starts tomorrow, depending on where you're at. And we're opening a storm window now where we're going to get a lot of rain. So that's good news. And hopefully we see a lot of snow out of this as well, because we're in drought again, unfortunately.
Yep.
So we could use it. Let's see here. Okay, that gets me current on that stuff. I wanted to mention, again, real quick, we've talked a lot about the inauguration, and one of the first things the president, the new president, did was get active on COVID. This is some good news, because every now and then you need that. A COVID vaccine is being developed by Johnson & Johnson, and it could dramatically speed up the fight against this pandemic, as unlike the other two vaccines already in use, they say this is only a one-doser.
Oh.
And they also say it doesn't need to be stored in super cold temperatures.
Oh, when did they expect
it? So it doesn't require all this stuff.
Right. There's so much that goes into these vaccines.
Results from clinical trials of the new vaccine developed and produced by Johnson & Johnson are expected at the end of the month. And they say this will go through the same process the other two did, which is a real speedy approval process through the FDA. So hopefully we're going to see that. I guess we're looking at sometime mid-February.
Stick
Johnson
a needle
Johnson,
in me already.
I know, me too. Johnson & Johnson has promised 1 billion doses of its vaccine to the United States government by the end of the year.
Wow.
So that's a lot.
That's
and that's
ton.
Good news. Welcome good news. Because
one dose,
we have
no freezer.
As of right now, and I've tried to avoid the numbers, but this is a real number. COVID-19 has killed more than 400,000 Americans in less than a year. That's a lot of people.
It's
a lot.
Ton of people.
So
many people.
That is vaccine news. There's your update. We've got a one doser headed our way here, hopefully by February.
Oh, yes. As Obama said, Godspeed.
Yeah. We've talked a little bit about the exodus of big tech out of the Bay Area.
Yeah.
I don't really know this company, Digital Reality, but apparently they're the next tech firm to announce its headquarters relocation to Texas. They're going for Austin, everybody.
That's so where it's all going.
Jeez. You familiar with that? Digital reality?
Sounds like the Oasis to me. What? Tell me all about it.
I don't know anything about it. I just know they're leaving and that they're very excited to be relocating where they say already 20% of their workforce lives there already. Oh. So for them, it's a no-brainer. And I'm sure, California does come with its issues, no question.
It certainly does. Costs a lot of money to do business here.
Honey. An American woman who moved to Bali last year is facing deportation after promoting the sale of an ebook she wrote with her girlfriend to help others move to Indonesia and experience the life. Kristen Gray and her girlfriend, Sandra, had been living in Bali for more than a year as digital nomads.
Oh.
It wasn't until a Twitter thread she posted Saturday about her experience in Bali while promoting the sale of the couple's ebook, Our Bali Life is Yours. Here's how you do it.
Oh.
The thread sparked massive outrage among Indonesians and the wider Southeast Asian community as they say, there's a pandemic and you're writing a book asking people to move here. Right. We don't know.
Right.
They say they were encouraging an influx of Westerners to travel to a country that has closed its borders to foreigners because the COVID-19 situation is bad everywhere.
Right.
And worse in America. So
should she clarify and say after the pandemic, you should move here? Or is she saying now's the time?
What they're saying is get out.
Right.
No, they told her to get out. Right. They said, get out of here.
So is she out already?
I think they've already removed her. Hold on a second.
Holy cow, because she posts on Saturday. She's like, this is so great. What? I got to go?
Yeah, she's being deported.
Oh, boy.
They're getting her out. So I don't think it's happened yet, but they have decided that.
We don't want you.
You have to obtain an official permit. Many who work remotely maintain tourist or other temporary visas against the government's requirements and earn foreign currency that they declare in their home country. Many are defending her and saying it's you shouldn't make such a big deal out of it. People understand. Others say she's gay. That's why it's happening. Others say she's black. That's why it's happening.
Whoa.
And the government says, no, it's because of a pandemic. That's why it's happening.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if you read the book, let me get back to the title. This Bali Life is Yours, something like that. Our Bali Life is Yours. Don't pack your bags. They don't want you.
Or if you are going to pack your bags and follow their advice, shh.
Right. There's that. Sure. I've already mentioned that the football playoffs are down to the championship games now. There's only four teams left. There's some injury questions about one of the quarterbacks, and this is like big time gaming. You love it. Unfortunately, I have an announcement about Call of Duty gamer Thomas Paparotto. He's also an athlete of sorts. He has had to step back from professional gaming due to a thumb injury.
Oh.
What?
Man.
The 25-year-old says he's going to stop competing because playing through the pain in his hand isn't possible anymore. It breaks my heart to step away from a game that I put my heart and soul into every single day for 8 years.
So he's worn his thumb down to a nub. Is that what I'm hearing?
Apparently he plays for the New York Subliners and has struggled with injury and needs surgery.
Wow.
Going through a process of getting healthy again was one of the hardest things I ever had to do, both physically and mentally, which led to a lot of stress and anxiety. But his thumb and his wrist will not allow him to game anymore, so he has to retire.
Wow. So this is, that's an athletic injury that you don't hear about all that often.
No, it's not. Now, I didn't do this at the time because I was too busy trying to scramble to get enough stories that weren't inauguration related to do, because we've done so many of those already. It's just trying to change the subject. But I wonder what he's worth. Can someone look up Thomas Paparotto?
paparazzo. You know, some of these guys do make huge money. These gamer dudes. I mean, he could be worth $100 million, and he's someone we've never heard of. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking if he's retiring at 25 and here it is. I found him. I don't know if I can get his net worth. Let me see. There it is. Oh, this is wonderful. They even have, boy, when you look him up, they have his height and weight. Why?
Well, because he's an athlete, Vinny. You need to have all the stats. How will you know?
I can't find his net worth.
It looks like he has won a total of $387,000 during his competitive career, but it doesn't say
what his sponsorships. Oh, right. Sponsorships, sure.
Oh, right.
Oh, he's got to be sponsored, right?
Right. He's a professional athlete, Vincent.
Yeah, I can't find a number either.
He's a handsome enough young man. I'm sorry that it's going to end for him, but, you know.
Maybe he can go be a model or something.
He's not a bad-looking dude.
No, he's fine. He's going to be okay. But
he's 25. He can go do anything else. He's got his whole life in front of him.
Mm-hmm. I play this game Forza on my when I have power at my house. I play this game. It's a car racing game on Xbox. It hurts my thumb just after like three races, and I put it down and leave. So I can imagine it must really.
Well, you grip that thing, you know, and it's like.
Yeah, if you do that every day for 8 years, I can see how you really would be in some pain.
Well, think about people who have a repetitive stress injury, like carpal tunnel or something like that. Like every clack of the keyboard is painful. But so much of what we do now, the jobs that are on offer involve clickety-clack. And they can't retire at 25, you know? They've got, like, even my kid wears this, like, wrist thing because he's typing all day. Like, it's a,
he does?
Yeah, he's 21. I'm like, that seems extreme. But lots of, they sell all kinds of crap to keep your hands in certain position and ergonomic keyboards and chairs. And, I mean, this is the new reality is that we're sitting in one position, clacking away and ruining our hands and arms.
So your boy is doing something preemptively. Is that what you're saying? He does this so
his wrist was bothering him. So he got
he did have an injury.
Yeah, and he's got all these special like a little pad that he has in front of his. You've seen those. They raise the palm of your hand up so that your fingers are sort of reaching over and down as opposed to having to go like this and rest on your wrist.
Bend your wrist backwards. Yeah.
I know it's a bummer because that's what he does. He codes. Mm-hmm. All day.
Call of Duty is my game. That's
Call of Duty,
one that
huh?
I play.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And how are your wrists?
Well, I don't play as much as he does. I have had some soreness in the fat part of my palm, there. So that's normally when I stop. Right there, under the
yes,
thumb.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. When it becomes painful to do something, that's
you're constantly
when you
like, and it's so like reactive because you're not thinking.
You're gripping
about it.
The thing and
it's intense. Yeah, like sometimes when I get shot in the game, I jump. Oh no! Oh man, I'm dead.
That's so funny. And games are only becoming more and more part of our lives. Like this is it's a concern. We can't all retire at 25 from the things we're doing.
No, and I looked up the money because I was hoping he'd made enough in his playing career to retire, but it doesn't. $300,000+ is not even close to retirement money.
And there's taxes on that, and also he's been living on it.
Right.
I hope he has some.
Although the picture of him, he's wearing some kind of gaming company outfit. It's all. So he's at least got free clothes, it looks like. Good for him. This last story is one of those ones I'm torn because I do think that most people feel like you're supposed to mind your own business. And yet, in the case of a kid, maybe you need to get involved. So you decide. Okay, this story out of Orlando.
All right.
Orlando police say Flavian Carvalho, a waitress at Mrs. Potato's restaurant, noticed bruises on an 11-year-old boy and secretly flashed him a handwritten note asking him if he needed help.
Oh.
Okay. This is where she waits tables at Mrs. Potato's restaurant in Orlando.
Okay.
She flashes him the note, asks him if he needs help. He nods yes, and she called the police.
Oh.
So now you are all in, right?
Yes.
Police took the boy to the hospital where doctors found bruises on his face, earlobes, arms. He was 20 pounds underweight.
Mm.
And this woman's heroics made national headlines, and the restaurant has received an outpouring of support from people who want to say thank you. There are people trying to donate money. And so this lady's boss set up a GoFundMe account, and donations have quickly surpassed $40,000 for the lady that helped the boy. That's not even about what they would do.
This isn't even about the boy.
Right. She plans to use the money to pay off some debt accumulated during the coronavirus shutdowns and help her daughters financially. And she also hopes to set up a foundation so others can follow her lead and give a child a second chance at life.
What does it say anything more? Like, was he taken away from his parents? Like, what
happened
to
the
kid?
Yes, the boy's 34-year-old stepfather was arrested on charges of child abuse and neglect on the night the waitress called the police.
Oh.
And they say that he's been doing well and he's already put some weight back on. So those are tough calls to make in
they
a moment
really are.
Where you don't know if you should be involved in people's lives or if someone's going to turn on you and tell you, mind your business. What do you think you're doing? But she didn't, and she may have saved that kid's life.
Right. Oh, man, you're right. That's a tough call. And the way she did it, too, just like, do you need help? Sometimes people are so scared they would just say no.
Yeah,
that's brave for him, too.
And she got paid. She got a GoFundMe reward for her efforts. So
that's
good
great.
For her.
She's a good
Our
person.
Text number is 800-400-3697. Let me see here. There was one I wanted to read. Where is it? It's about the show last night. And I thought, well, there's an opinion. You guys, it's once every 4 years. You couldn't watch it. At least for the sake of reporting. Jeez, I know it seems like all the same old pomp and... Hold on.
Yeah, I didn't watch the special. Sorry, I knew I'd see
Hold
it.
On.
I watched the inauguration, and we actually streamed it live on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And what part are they saying we missed?
You
know what?
Clips,
oh, circumstance. But it was much needed. It was good for the soul and restored all those American feelings. Here's a recap. Have you guys talked about Amanda Gorman? That's
uh-huh.
what you should be talking about. Wow.
Oh, thank
star
you.
Of the
so
show.
Who is this? Is this our program director? Yeah, we talked about her at length and played a long clip from her poem that she had written and delivered.
Her name was the first name out of my mouth today.
It was.
I had just
before
watched
we
it
even
before
started.
We came on.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, listen, we do a long show, and certainly if we're missing something, feel free to write us. But, we're thank you. Thanks for your advice.
Star of the show. Let's see. Oh, she was the star of the show, and I agree. Lady Gaga poured her heart out singing the national anthem. J-Lo, no thanks.
Yeah, no thanks. No low. We played both of those live yesterday as they were happening. We watched it live. It happened, most of the big stuff happened while we were on the air yesterday.
Yeah.
And we have been talking about the inauguration nonstop all morning. Thank you for your advice.
No, it's all good. I think that if
that
they missed it.
Me. It chaps my hide.
If you missed it and you're just tuning in, yes, I could see why you would say Amanda Gorman. But we actually started with her, and you're right. She is
amazing.
I swear to you, I had tears streaming down my face as I listened to her read her poem, the one she wrote. And it was that was at 5:15.
Right.
5:10, whatever it was. And she was excellent. Certainly worth going to YouTube and giving that a look. Did we post that, Bryn?
Yes.
It's up on
Sarah and Vinny's Facebook page.
Go to our Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Tons of links to all kinds of stuff. Now, I think we were saying the thing we didn't watch was the special last night. And I did see some of that, and we played some of it this morning. So
yeah, that I didn't see because I got no power. So
yeah, mm-hmm.
I'm without power going on 72 hours now. So we're missing a lot. Yeah. Anyway, I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these messages on Alice.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.